This month's special sales leadership article will discuss the second sales test and is titled, You Can Always Sell More, by using selling test number 2 to strengthen your sales team's multiple step planning and selling efforts. After 28 years as a professional sales consultant and trainer, I've learned there are 5 specific tests that can help you identify the selling skills and selling potential of any business-to-business salesperson, either currently employed or being interviewed to join your team. These 5 tests, in this 5-part article series, will also help you design a training and coaching process that can strengthen each of these critical skills of professional selling within even the most experienced sales team. Each of these tests are best administered in a relaxed, informal, one-on-one environment. The more stressful and artificial you make these tests, the less their responses will reflect how they're really selling. Our second test in this 5-test article series evaluates a salesperson's ability to proactively think and plan multiple moves ahead when going after a new selling opportunity. Within any competitive selling battle, the advantage always goes to the vendor who positions and controls the competitive selling process. Your sales professionals can impact and improve their competitive chances when they're able to introduce and establish the buyer's evaluation and decision process, improving how they also do the best job fulfilling those standards and requirements. But the majority of salespeople only think and plan one move ahead in their selling efforts, allowing their competitors to take control of the buyer's evaluation and decision process. Most salespeople are like the Hilari bird. Remember the Hilari bird from my earlier writings? The Hilari birds, a 3-foot bird living in 4-foot grass, constantly asking everyone, where the hell are we? How many moves ahead are your salespeople thinking and planning with their selling efforts? The simple fact of selling is the more moves ahead you think and sell, then the more of a competitive advantage you'll gain over your Hilari bird competitors. You can test a salesperson's ability to think and plan multiple moves ahead by asking them to describe their upcoming efforts planned for their strongest or best selling opportunity. Draw a horizontal line on a piece of paper, writing identify on the left-hand end and close on the right. Hand the paper and a pen to your sales rep and ask them, thinking about your best or most important selling opportunity you're currently working on, write down the selling steps you plan to implement from the time you identify this new selling opportunity until the time you close on a sale, even though the customer relationship will continue after they buy from you. Be prepared to learn your salesperson has no plans other than to continue talking and building their customer's relationship until the customer is ready to buy. Remember that the Hilari bird only thinks and plans one move ahead and won't start planning for their second call until after they've completed their first. Most salespeople follow a consistent 3-step selling process of show up, suck up, and pucker up, allowing and waiting for their customer or competitor to take control of the customer's buying process and to tell them what they want to buy or value as important. Success in selling today is not based on being reactive as a responder, but instead becoming more proactive as an initiator, helping a buyer identify the best way to evaluate all competitors under a set of values and evaluations you help define that can help prove your superior value and uniqueness over any other competitive alternative. And the only way you can take this type of proactive control is by thinking and planning more moves ahead than either your customer or competitor. What did your salespeople write down for this second test? How many moves ahead could your salesperson identify and show they've planned for their multiple-step selling efforts? Of the thousands of experienced sales professionals who have taken this second test, the vast majority can only identify what they plan to complete on their next call to this important account. Knowing them will decide what happens next after they complete that call. Though there are a number of variations on the identify-to-close business-to-business selling process based on the complexity of your customer's political decision process, the most common process that can work for the majority of selling includes the following 8 steps. Each selling step might take more than one sales call to complete. The more of these 8 steps you successfully control and complete, then the more perceived value and competitive advantage your buyer will likely see in you and your proposal. So let's review the 8 steps of the normal business-to-business identify-to-close selling process. Step 1 is to position your message of competitive uniqueness, explaining why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to your buyer, do they want to buy from you and your company. This is also the time to better understand your buyer's planned buying process and, if possible, to begin positioning how your customer could make a stronger and lower risk buying decision if they also considered your additional points of evaluation and consideration. Step 2 is to discover what your buyer really wants and needs. This is the time to do your homework to really understand what your buyer is concerned about or fears. Though a critical step to any selling effort, most salespeople don't conduct extensive enough research to really understand the difference between their buyer-identified symptoms compared to the real problems being faced by their prospect or customer. This is a great time to learn more than your competitors. This is also a great time to get higher, wider, and deeper within your customer's political decision process. Getting higher up to the people with the money who are really making the decisions to buy. Getting wider, talking to other departments than the one actually spending the money to buy. And deeper, talking all the way down to the operator or user levels. Getting higher, wider, and deeper helps you learn more than you ever would achieve if only talking to your main contact or decision maker. Step 3 is to present your proposed solutions and validate your working relationship. This is where you now present all the ways you can help solve your buyer's real problems and to help improve or strengthen their business. This is also the time to proactively remind and position how you and your company are more than the provider of just products or services, but also offer a unique support organization to help lower their buying risk and help them lower their total cost buying from you. You'll also increase your competitive edge if you spend more time explaining how your buyer will be impacted or will benefit from what you're proposing than you will if you spend your time talking about how great your products or services really are. Step 4 is to package your proposal by getting your buyer to help you write or at least outline what you'll be proposing. The goal of this proposal step is to make sure your final proposal contains no surprises for your buyer. You want to walk your customer through what and how you're planning to bid and what special or unique offerings your proposal will include. Reducing your proposal surprises by walking your buyer through a planned discussion allows you to explain and position all the major components of your impending proposal. This way, you can control the explanation or interpretation of any proposal aspects, something you can't do if your proposal contains surprises, but you're not there to explain and position when they finally review your proposal. Step 5 is to negotiate your agreement. Today's selling reality is that most buyers expect to somehow adjust, negotiate, or tweak any final proposal. This is a step most salespeople have been dealing with for decades. The good news, though, is the more you control and position your unique approach to these first 4 steps, the less negotiating pressure you'll tend to face. Remember the old adage, the more of a differential on value you can prove, then the more of a differential on price you can charge and still get the business. Step 6 is to fulfill your agreement, making sure to underpromise and overdeliver. Once your customer is satisfied with your efforts, then step 7 involves your ongoing support and positioning to identify and set up additional selling opportunities within this customer, now that you're a satisfied buyer. Selling is supposed to be a single, integrated, multiple-year ongoing process, though most salespeople instead treat it as a series of independent and non-connected individual selling opportunities. The more value you offer and the more satisfied your buyer, then the stronger your protection will be from your competitors trying to take away this business. What can you do as the coach and leader of your team to better position your team's next selling effort? And once you have a satisfied buyer relationship, then your last step, step 8, is to ask your new customer for help. To help make your selling efforts an ongoing process, you also want to ask your customer to help with your future selling efforts to others. Will they allow you to occasionally use them as a reference? Do they know anyone else who might benefit from the kind of help you provided them? These 8 steps of the business-to-business selling process is meant to help increase your proactive planning and control of your selling efforts. But most salespeople, being like the Hilari Birds, can't implement and follow this type of future-focused selling plan on their own. This is where your role as a selling coach and strategist comes in. Your job as their sales manager is to lift each of your salespeople above the 4-foot grass so they can see and understand the next several selling steps, to help them see where they're going and where they need to go, and then dropping them back down and letting them get their selling job done. How much selling process coaching are you completing each week with your sales team? Your salespeople only need to work through and complete multiple-step selling plans for their top selling accounts. The idea is to get them working to understand these steps and what they can do to gain more proactive control. Once they understand how to complete this type of planning for their most important accounts, they can then easily understand how to apply these new concepts to all of their selling efforts. Leading your sales team's multiple-step account planning efforts starts by you identifying a set of selling steps or best practices you expect all members of your sales team to follow. Next, you want to organize how you want your team to evaluate and report their account plans on paper or online so you can review and discuss their upcoming planned efforts. Selling processes continue to shift and change, but you really only have 2 choices. You either keep planning and adjusting your multiple-step selling plans, even though they continue to change, or your team will just go about their next best step selling efforts completely reactive and intuitive, with no plans or selling strategies identified or being followed. Which approach do you think can most increase your competitive positioning and value? As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and future-focused enough to lead your team's planning and selling efforts through their identify-to-close step selling process and to help each of your sales professionals to see over the four-foot grass so they can think and plan more moves ahead than their competitors? Thanks for listening.